Dictation for Linda Mayes, M-A-Y-E-S, December 31, 50. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Maltsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Maltsatson, consultation for Mrs. Mays with abnormal kidney functions, recent severe hypertension. Comes accompanied with her daughter. She has a smoker and extensive peripheral vascular disease lower extremities with a recent admission January at Midland for critical limb ischemia requiring procedures. In nice change of weight or appetite, she eats two meals a day, trying to do low sodium, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia 3-4 times and incontinence with urgency. She wears a pad, no recent infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. She says she has celiac disease, but she's not following a strict gluten-free diet. Apparently also has intolerance to milk, lactose, question mark, with frequent diarrhea after exposure to those meals. She has lower extremity edema, presently no gross complication, no gross claudication, denies discolor of the toes. She has upper lower extremities motor neuropathy with bilateral foot drop for what she wears a brace. Sensation apparently is not compromised. She follows with neurology locally, Dr. Zhao, Z-H-A-O, previously University of Michigan. They do not know the etiology. Denies chest pain palpitations. Denies increase of dyspnea. She has minor cough, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Does have a pacemaker, is not a defibrillator. Does not require any oxygen, no sleep apnea, norphopnea PND. She complains of body pain, diffuse, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the past medical history, a smoker, no documented COPD or emphysema. Does not use inhalers, recently tested low-dose CT scan and apparently no malignancy, denies pneumonia. She has atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome, pacemaker, has been anticoagulated, denies coronary artery disease. She's not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or heart murmurs or valve abnormalities, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. She was not aware of chronic kidney disease, denies kidney stones, infection in the urine blood protein, denies gout, liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, has received a blood transfusion at the time of procedure. Sounds like there was a soft tissue infection. Question compartment syndrome, as she describes vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, T-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, doing debridement bilateral. It took 6-8 weeks for those open wounds to heal. Was briefly at Laurels of Mount Pleasant Nursing Home. Received a number of antibiotics at that time. Other past medical history includes bilateral adrenal mass, arthritis, osteoarthritis, denies diabetes, osteoporosis, next paragraph. Procedures, appendix, tubal ligation, lower extremity, vascular bypass, multiple stents, angioplasty. Tonsils, adenoids, twice right-sided carpal tunnel, ganglion on the left hand, bilateral lensing plot for cataracts, a knee scope. Next paragraph, she starts smoking age 19, at least half a pack per day, most of the years, short periods of being off. No alcohol abuse, no reported family history of kidney disease. Side effects includes to duloxetine, latex, and a medication for her headaches, spelling Abalo, A-B-A-L-O, Paratide, P-A-R-A-T-I-D-E. Next paragraph, present medications include Lipitor, Plavix, B12, Diltiazem, Topamax. She has a history of seizures, used to take Dilantin, Phenobarbital. There has been no recurrence of seizure for at least 15 years or longer. Xarelto, presently not taking Aldactone, patient decided not to, and recently added lisinopril just a few days ago, 20 milligrams, when blood pressure was running 200 over 90s. Other medical history include a recent diagnosis of right breast cancer, surgery to be done in the near future. Dr. Person, P as in Paul, E-A-R-S-S-O-N-S. Next paragraph, on physical exam, we were in the process of weighing her. She fell down, lost balance, no trauma to the head, no loss of consciousness, nothing to suggest a broken bone, no weight was done. I did check blood pressure. It was 110 over 60 on the left, 112 over 60 on the right. Alert, orientation 3, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, upper lower dentures, bilateral cataract surgery, normal eye movements, no palpable fire on lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise JVD, lungs distant clear, no gross consolidation pleural effusion, pacemaker on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, no significant murmurs, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. About 1 to maybe 2+ edema bilateral, wears bilateral brace. She has muscle wasting both hands with normal sensation. The weakness is distal, mostly feet, but also some degree of the hands without lateralization. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are March 18, anemia 11.9, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 20 with a high chloride 113, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR will be 31 stage 3B. Recently normal thyroid. January this year, creatinine 1.47. Phosphorus has not been elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. recent severe hypertension, extensive atherosclerosis with prior procedures lower extremities. I review available CT scan, angiograms. They do not describe assessment of renal arteries or size of the kidneys. I'm concerned about the recent exposure to lisinopril. No blood test has been checked since I started that medication. We are going to do chemistries today or tomorrow. She discontinued herself the spironolactone. We are doing a kidney ultrasound, post-void bladder, and a renal Doppler. Blood pressure very well controlled in the office, which I'm not surprised. ACE inhibitors works very well for renal artery stenosis, however, does not protect kidney function or progression of ischemic kidney abnormalities. There is also no urine analysis available. Recent chemistry is anemia without evidence of EPO requirements. Present sodium potassium is normal. Does have metabolic acidosis with high chloride, in part related to kidney disease, but also effect of Topamax. She's not ready to discontinue smoking. She already is on cholesterol and aspirin coverage. She's not taking anti-inflammatory agents. The new diagnosis of right breast cancer appears to be very localized. All issues discussed at length with patient and doctor. Further to follow, end of dictation.